Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 24th, 2016. Today is Wednesday in the second week of Lent. When you hear the word church, what comes to your mind? What exactly is church? Is it a building on a corner with crosses and stained glass? Is it a denominational title, something that can be printed on a sign? Is it ceremony, ritual, liturgy, particular clothing, particular objects? Is it a hierarchy or not? Is it an amalgamation of friendships, or is it a social construct? Certainly, plenty of people have had plenty to say through the centuries about the nature of this thing we call church. I think that's what Paul is wrestling with a bit in today's selection that the Daily Office lectionary offers us from 1 Corinthians. In fact, there's not much in Paul's writing today that would strike many of us as spiritual, if by spiritual we mean otherworldly. Because Paul's admonitions to the church at Corinth in today's lesson are very down to earth. They are right here, right now, pieces of pointed wisdom. Paul continues his exhortation to the church at Corinth relative to matters of sexual immorality. And then he goes into an extended section where he is critical of the Corinthian church for the reality of lawsuits. Apparently, church members are suing other church members, and those lawsuits are being heard in civil court. And Paul is astounded at this sort of behavior amongst those who would name themselves as followers of Jesus. He goes into quite a bit about what it means to judge and be judged, the wisdom that needs to happen for that. But at the very basis of all of Paul's exhortations in today's reading, I think we find that the church is all about one thing. It's about relationships. How are we connected to each other? How are we relating to each other? How are we living out the gospel as a community of faith? Whatever else the church may be, at its basic level, it is two or three people, or maybe more, attempting to figure out how to be the people of God, not in isolation from one another, but in relationship to one another. And that is where the church gets messy. Maybe the reason the Corinthians wanted to have lawsuits settled by the civil courts is because they didn't want to deal with the messiness of how they were going to disagree and solve disputes within the congregation itself. Maybe we don't either. I'm often amazed at the number of people that I encounter who, for whatever reason, have left a local congregation. And when I ask them why they departed, it usually comes down to some version of, I don't do church fights, or I just don't go to church to have a lot of drama. I can appreciate not wanting to fight, and I can certainly appreciate wanting a drama-free life. But as I so often tell the people here at Trinity Church, the local congregation, the group of people that we are thrown together with to live out the gospel message, these are the people with whom we practice being Christian. For better or worse, we are connected with each other, and it is in the context of this community of faith that we learn how to be loving in our actions. We learn how to be kind and long-suffering. We learn how to be patient. We learn how to be forgiving, and we learn how to ask for forgiveness. Those are the sorts of behaviors and attitudes that cannot be settled in a civil court of law. They must be settled within the boundaries of the congregation, one relationship at a time. As we go through this season of Lent, regardless if you're a listener who is a part of Trinity Church in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, or you're a part of another congregation throughout the country or the world, Lent provides us the opportunity to reassess the ways in which we are relating to each other as fellow members of the body of Christ. What is church? It may be lots of things, lots of structures and policies and plans. It may be buildings and stained glass and budgets. It may be traditions and hierarchies. But at its fundamental level, the church, it's all about relationships and how we navigate them. And those relationships are indeed for us and for our learning how to be a part of God's plan of salvation for the whole world. Let us pray. O God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son to reconcile earth with heaven. Grant that we, loving you above all things, may love our friends in you and our enemies for your sake. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.